Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menash. Some days it seems like we live in an upside down world, and today's show fits in the category of, boy, you just can't make this stuff up. It's too bizarre for words, and it would be even funny if it were not for the fact that this is real. Charlie Munger, who is Warren Buffett's business partner, is famous for saying, "Show me the incentive and I'll show you the outcome." Well, the latest bit of insanity coming out of the Biden White House is an idea whereby the government will change the premium on borrowers with a good credit score in order to make it easier for those with a poor credit score to qualify for a loan. You heard me correctly. This is the equivalent of taking points away from an A student and giving the extra marks to a C student just to make things more fair. The details are that a borrower with a credit score of 740 or higher will pay an additional fee on their residential mortgage. Starting in May, a new federal rule will upend the current structure of the loan level price adjustment matrix. Homebuyers with a good credit score could see their monthly mortgage payment rise by over $60 a month, while riskier borrowers will get more favorable mortgage terms because their fees will be reduced. It's a move that the Federal Housing Finance Agency hopes will address housing affordability challenges in the U.S. A lower percentage of homebuyers with Federal Housing Administration loans are people of color, according to the White House. Black and Hispanic people, on average, have fewer savings to use as a down payment on a home, and they tend to have lower credit scores. But in order for the Federal Housing Administration to close the gap by bringing the loan level price adjustment down for those borrowers, the agency has to compensate for the reduction in borrowing fees by raising that price adjustment on borrowers with higher credit scores, who tend to be white. The average credit score in white communities was 727 back in 2021, compared with 667 for Hispanic communities and 627 in black communities. As citizens of all nations, we should be very concerned about this kind of social engineering. A credit score is based on behavior. It's a meritocracy. It's not based on skin color. When you start changing access to credit based on other factors, like the color of your skin or perhaps your political party affiliation, what charities you support, and so on, this becomes authoritarian control of the population. As the world transitions to digital currencies, it's a very small step to become even more granular in the crafting of these rules. The threshold to pay the extra fee is a credit score of 740 or higher. If I know that I should have a credit score of 735 instead of 740 in order to avoid the additional fees, you can bet that I'll be 30 days late on a couple of utility bills just to make sure I don't get hit with that additional cost. Dropping your credit score is an easy thing to do, and it doesn't take that much work. Like Charlie Munger says, show me the incentive and I'll show you the outcome. But then the feds will figure out that people are gaming the system, and that's going to happen pretty rapidly. Then they'll change the rule again to make it even less subtle. If you're white or if you live in certain parts of the country, you'll have a different fee structure. I'm completely supportive of giving people who have been disadvantaged access to additional opportunity. But once presented with that opportunity, those very same people need to take the initiative and step forward if they want to take advantage of it. The world experienced enormous societal harm that eugenics created in the early 1900s. That movement gave rise to the Nazi Party and the horrors of the Second World War. After World War II, I thought the world was done with that kind of thinking and that we would no longer see it, at least in Western societies. We have a progressive tax system. We understand that the income tax system offers a lower tax rate to those with lower income, and those with the ability to earn more can tolerate a higher tax rate. But to effectively tax a borrower for being a good credit risk and penalize them for good behavior in order to subsidize those with bad behaviors bordering on insanity. The housing market's already struggling with affordability. If you want to increase affordability, then just lower interest rates that are being charged to borrowers. That's not rocket science. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist by nature. I've been concerned for some time that governments are getting more and more aggressive in their attempts to shape society and to influence behavior. But then to see it play out before your very eyes is a jarring experience. Naturally, the response to the objections from the Federal Housing Finance Agency are designed to downplay the rule change. It's not such a big deal. It's only going to be about $60 a month per household in additional cost. But there are also pending changes to the debt-to-income rules that are also directly affected by the loan-level price adjustment. Housing is one of those things that affects every single member of the population. If citizens don't stand up and make their voice heard when crazy ideas get implemented, we are absolutely doomed to become victims of it, as you think about that. Have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.